picture scrolling a crowded feed and boom, a tiny logo stops your thumb. We did that on a campaign last fall. A spacing and contrast tweak and click-through jumped nearly 28%. That's what this episode is about. Making design work you can prove, not just believe.
28%? No way. That's the kind of number that gets a client meeting out of, "We'll think about it."
Exactly. Hi, I'm Michael Wallace from MG Wallace Design Studios, and this is The Tools of the Imagination. With me, as always, is Wendy, ready to poke holes in my process.
Always. And we'll also pull in Anthony later for print and events, because testing isn't just pixels on a screen.
Quick roadmap. We'll make hypotheses tight and measurable, show low-cost setups you can run this week, and turn results into client-ready recommendations that actually sell work. But first, why run experiments at all? Because disagreements on taste should be solved with results, not arguments.
Amen to that. Give me the short version of a testable hypothesis.
Think one change, one metric. Not make it better, but this headline style will lift CTR by X percent among new visitors. Narrow keeps the signal clean.
So instead of redo the homepage, swap the hero or tweak the lockup. Keep everything else identical.
Right. Let me tell a quick studio example. No fluff. We had a checkout leak. Hypothesis, simplify the brand lockup and add a one-line benefit copy to increase conversions. We created a minimal variant. Same photos, same layout, adjusted logo weight, and that tiny line.
Wait, did you change the copy's wording or just add the short line?
Placement only. Kept the message identical. That isolation mattered. 2-week split, control flat, variant up 12%. The small, measurable win paid for a larger rollout.
Curious. But listeners will ask, how do you know that lift wasn't just a traffic blip or seasonality?
Good question. Guard it with simple controls. Run until you hit a practical sample size, segment by source, and check across multiple days. If the lift shows consistently, it's real enough for business decisions.
Okay. Tools. No engineering team required. Walk me through audio-friendly setups.
3 practical paths. 1, use your site's built-in A/B tool, Webflow or similar. Swap the asset, let the platform split traffic. 2, a split URL using a redirect service, point half your campaign to the variant. 3, rotate creatives on ad platforms and compare CPM, CTR, and conversion. Track with UTMs and a single conversion goal in your analytics tool.
Let's do a fast imagination break. 1 minute. Ready?
Go. Sketch one variant of your current logo or hero. Make exactly one change. Swap color, tighten spacing, or add one short line of benefit copy. 60 seconds. Don't overthink it. This is your testable idea.
Done? Great. Quick practical tip. Make that sketch a PNG and upload it as a variant. You're halfway to a test.
And for anyone who wants the templates right now, grab our test briefs and one-page decks at mgwdstudios.com/submit. That'll get you from sketch to running test fast.
Jumping in, I'm Anthony. In print and event signage, the approach is the same. Isolate one variable. We ran 2 banner treatments at a trade show. Same headline, different logo contrast and placement. Higher contrast increased booth dwell and QR scans. You can rotate treatments day by day and compare lead counts.
That's a great reminder. Tests work beyond screens. Quick friction. How do you price testing? Some clients see it as scope creep.
Don't give it away. Offer a creative experiment package. 3 variants, fixed runtime, analysis, 1-page recommendations. Price it as a discrete deliverable. Clients buy risk reduction and proof, not just pretty assets.
Plus, include production costs if the winner needs new print runs. Being upfront avoids sticker shock later.
Let's walk 2 tight case studies, logo tweak and hero swap. Keep it crisp.
Logo tweak. Client A's wordmark felt crowded. Hypothesis, more negative space improves readability and trust, boosting clicks. Variant had adjusted kerning and bolder counters. We A/B'd the homepage header for 3 weeks, split mobile versus desktop. Result, 14% mobile lift, tiny desktop change. Takeaway, device matters.
Short reaction? Always test mobile separately. So many visual wins live in phone-first tweaks.
Hero Swap. Client B used a literal product shot. We tested a lifestyle image with the product in context, plus a micro headline change. Split URL, UTMs, same traffic sources. Add to cart rose 9%. Bounce dropped. Context created intent.
Listeners worried about false positives, give us quick statistical sanity checks in plain English.
Three checks. Quick. One. Sample size. Don't call it too soon.
Right.
Two. Time frame. Cover weekdays and weekends.
Good point.
Three. Segment by traffic source. If the lift lines up across sources and days, you have a business level win. If it diverges, treat the result as directional and iterate.
Perfect. Now the listener-friendly checklist to run this week. Five steps, spoken like a checklist.
One, pick a single metric. Two, sketch one change. Three, choose a simple tool and tag your links. Four, run for a proper time frame and segment results. Five, write one clear recommendation, roll out or iterate.
If you want those templates and the one-page results deck, sign up at mgwdstudios.com/submit. We made them to save you setup time and polish your delivery.
And for print or live event, folks, the pack includes production checklists so your winning creative scales without surprises.
All right, wrap time. Whether it's a logo that lingers in a tiny feed or a hero that nudges someone to buy, treat your visuals like experiments. Test small, learn fast, scale what works. Thanks for listening to The Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios.
Next episode, tiny motion tests that move conversions. Subscribe so you don't miss it. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.
I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Visit mgwdstudios.com for studio resources. And remember, small tests win big.